Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Happy open! New York Yankee baseball. Juan Soto, Aaron Judge in the same lineup. And I got to tell you, I'm fired up, obviously, for opening day because we love the sport. We got into the beauty of baseball, and it's going to be there for us every single night for the most part for the next 6 months. But the expectations, as they should be, as always with the New York Yankees, are sky high. And being that they went and got Juan Soto, being that they're going to have two of the best players paired in that same lineup, to me, BT, today starts World Series or bust for the New York Yankees.
Listen, first of all, it's awesome for the season to be here. I definitely share that. It's been, think about what we've done during the offseason. All the conversations. This will be one awesome ride, and Met fans, you'll obviously be involved big time starting tomorrow.
Offseason, by the way, has basically started since like July when both the Mets and Yankees were out of it.
Yeah, in a way, sure, that's true. You know, listen, the pressure is there. It's the Yankees, you know, like Duke basketball, like Michigan football, like the Celtics, like the Lakers. It's omnipresent. You don't run from it. You embrace it. Otherwise, you get run over by that pressure. But, you know, I look at this season and... While I expect the Yankees to be very, very good and be a playoff team for sure, and have a chance to do something big, it's not going to be easy, and I understand that. And you know what? I relish that. Like I know that this is going to sound almost contrived because in the moment it was awesome, but you know, watching the Yankees for better part of a decade just absolutely annihilate and steamroll all the baseball because of the payroll disparity. 5, 6, 7 All-Stars. You want Matsui? Come on over from Japan. You want Giambi? Come on over from the A's. You want Clemens? You want this guy? It was, in a lot of ways, I'm not talking about 96, I'm talking about after that. It became too easy. And for me, given my age and my early Yankee fandom, that was very foreign to me. So this is going to be a night-to-night slugfest where the Yanks are going to give up some runs. They're going to score a ton of runs. We'll see how the bullpen holds up. There's a lot of different arms and a lot of different variations and buttons that Boone's going to have to push. But while I'm not running from it, I know it's going to be a different feeling. In a weird way, they're kind of underdogs. Without Gerrit Cole, even though they're expected to win a lot, Yanks are dogs. Let's go.
Right. I like those seasons going in with lowered expectations, but the Yankees don't have the lowered expectations.
Well, I'm not lowering them.
Right.
I'm just presenting... A little bit of a different side of the fandom that I think most sensible, not entitled, you know, normal, rationally thinking Yankee fans should feel. There's holes on this team. There's holes on every team. Let's go.
Right, but then that's the point, that this team, like, whether you want to lower them or not even lower them, whether you want to look at it from a different perspective going in, not as the big bad, highest payroll in the world Yankees, that they're expected to win everything, their own expectations, whether it's the word all in, whether it is, you know, we're looking to win a championship this year, that is a goal. Well, if they don't, again, get to and win a World Series, there are going to be repercussions from that. Like, it can't just be the same thing again if this Yankees team fails. Not to mention, you have Soto looming, you know, as far as free agency goes. What's going on with the young guys? What moves are they going to make at the deadline? Try to put this team over the hump. Judge in the postseason. Like, there are so many question marks. Boone, Cashman. If the Yankees don't deliver a championship, or at the very least get to a World Series, I'll even give you just get there this year. Because if you get there, all right, at least they did their part finally getting back to their first World Series since 2009. Anything short of that, I don't see how you don't look at this as a failure and a disappointment. All the talk, all the moves that they made, whether I think they're all in or not, they did make some moves in getting Juan Soto. Like, they've got everything lined up for them to make a run at it. How would we accept anything less than a World Series?
Well, because some of us are still sensible, and some of us still understand that baseball, like golf, is hard. You know, this isn't the NBA, where you get LeBron and Bosh and Wade and you just destroy people, or Kareem and Magic. This is baseball, and there's a lot of variables, and it's a long season. Listen, don't get me wrong. I hear you. I know what you mean at the core of the statement that Sal just made, but, you know, we were talking a little bit before the show, and I even said, I want to save this part for the show. I don't want to talk about this right now. I disagree. Like, and this is coming from a fan of the team. Like, if the Yankees, now, let me step back very quickly. If it goes sideways and they're 85 and whatever, then Cashman's gone, Boone's gone, Soto might bounce. We got a world of problems, and now it's wrecking ball time.
They should be, but do you think they will? That's a whole nother
conversation. Well, you know, I would think so, because Boone's contract is up and you're halfway through the Cashman extension. I do think that this would be the point of inflection, even for somebody who's been incredibly too patient like Hal Steinbrenner. But the point is, if the Yankees win 92, 91, 93, somewhere in that window without Gerrit Cole first couple of months, they get to the playoffs, they win the first round, and they lose. And again, I'm not setting the bar where this is what I will be happy about this, but there's got to be an element of sensibility as you process the baseball season. If the Yankees lose a seven-game, you know, white-knuckler to, I know the Astros would be a different level of pain because of that rivalry, but to whomever, and they don't lose because Judge hits 130 and still can't get it done in the postseason, or Rodon gets rocked in a pivotal game six and is done after 2 1/3, or all things that you cannot accept, or the bullpen melts down, or maybe more specifically, Aaron Boone pushes the wrong buttons with the bullpen, and we're yelling about that like lunatics. I'm not talking about that. That is different. But if the Yankees get to the American League Championship Series, and they hold their own, and they play well, and they lose to a better team, not because the Yankees don't perform, but because the other team performs a little bit better, hey, Yankee fans, you don't like what I'm saying. Tough. I'm not so entitled where I expect championship.
Well, you should.
No, I shouldn't.
No, this is the Yankees. This is the New York Yankees.
But that's not my New York Yankees. That's the difference, and this is what I'm getting separation from. I understand the Yankee lore. Come on, dude. I do it for a living,
right?
And I'm a Yankee fan. That doesn't mean that I enter every single season with my feet up saying, I mean, listen, y'all, with the Yankees, we're beyond reproach. Nonsense.
No, but
the Yankees have proven to be so fallible and so poorly run for a while. I'm going night to night. To me, this is like a boxing match. And it's not even round to round. It's jab to jab. This is going to be a nightly battle. And as a baseball fan, I'm excited for that.
I understand that. And I agree that not every single year, regardless of what organization you are, even the high and mighty New York Yankees, not every year should be World Series or bust. However, this is not every year. This year's different. They said they were going all in. They missed the postseason last year, which is something they haven't. Like, think about it. They had their worst year last year in 30 years. Coming off of that, they went out there and got Juan Soto. They have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge in their lineup. It is World Series or bust, whether you like it or not. I mean, that's just it. Anything less than that. Like, the Yankees built their team. They said it. Regardless of what you or I say or the fans call about, I'd be curious to hear what the fans have to say, 877-337-6666. Regardless of what they say about it, the Yankees built their team to win a World Series. Anything short of that is a failure.
Well,
I
don't see it that way. I hear you. I know what you mean. And by the way, I think a fair amount of Yankee fans will disagree with me. As we get to these phones, I think there's Yankee fans who are probably saying, oh my God, you know, it's all about being soft with X. No, it's not about being soft. It's about understanding the game and the complexities and the nuances and how hard it is to win a World Series. Just because the Yankees made it look easy, you know, in our lifetime most recently, it's not.
No, they haven't been to one since 2009.
I get it.
I know
the track record. I understand. It's tough.
But that's the point. This is a team that
like 2017 to me was one of my favorite years watching the New York Yankees, because to your point before, where you have the lowered expectations, and I'm used to that as a Mets fan.
Yep.
The seasons that you exceed the expectations.
Those are fun. They're rewarding
seasons. Those are the best
seasons. Yes.
Like even for me, I always say 99, even though the Mets didn't get to a World Series, was better than 2000 when they got to a World Series and obviously lost to the Yankees. The Yankees in 2017 were expected to be in a rebuild. They get instead to Game 7 of the ALCS, okay?
I know.
And which was a great year. And then from there, they were supposed to build on that. At some point, from Game 7 of the 2017 ALCS to now, we were expecting to see the Yankees, if not win a World Series or two, at least be in one or two.
I'm not going to push back on that.
No, right. Meaning
now, how did they lose that series?
Understood.
Cheated.
Yeah, that's fine.
But that matters.
Because
as much as we say 2000.
Now you sound like Cashman with the excuses.
But I never say that. I know Cashman said that. He can't say that. I can. And I never reach for that, because you lose. But, you know, we keep saying 2009.
Right.
I know 2009, but it really should be 2017.
Right.
It really should be.
Okay, fine.
And by the way, Sal, just one more thing. If the Yankees were rolling out that same team, like, just say Bird was still here and Sanchez was still, like that, that team was still here. We're sitting here saying, guys, this is stale. You haven't cracked through. You haven't won. I understand that the Baby Bombers went south fast, but they've recalibrated, and I got to tell you, what they've given us, at least on paper going into the year, they've given you Ruth and Garrick on paper back-to-back, and they've given you a lot to look forward to. It's a totally different team.
Not totally different. Their peak was 2017. They then added Giancarlo Stanton. They added Garrett Cole, and they've gone down since then. Maybe little peaks and valleys, but they haven't gotten back to that point that they were at. Game 7 of the ALCS. Yes, ALCS. Other ALCS, Game 6.
A couple years ago.
In the ALCS,
they
whatever.
Got swept.
But they haven't been back to that pinnacle of Game 7 of the 20. That's as close as they've been to the World Series, and they haven't gotten there yet. With this group, with Judge in his prime, with now Juan Soto here, with Garrett Cole, he's out 2 months, yes, and that hurts things, but he's not done for the year, and everybody's saying that's great news, right? So then it should be about the World Series. This is not a team that's, you know, figuring its way out. This is not a step back year, a rebuild year, waiting to develop Dominguez and Wells and Spencer Jones. Like, eventually, yes, those guys got to be a part of it, but this is a team that should be ready to go win the World Series. Now, this is a team this year. The time is now for this Yankees.
See, in a lot of ways, you know, provided the Yankees have a good season, I think this is almost the perfect setting to really enjoy this as a Yankee fan. Because, you know, again, night to night, you're going to have a chance to just thump people and watch things we haven't seen in a while with Soto and obviously Judge going back to back. But it's not like it's the last version. Now, Soto might leave, so that could obviously change. And Judge is not a kid. He's 31, going to be 32 very soon. But the kids that they have in the pipeline, I believe, and I know you don't get too much into this, but I believe in Dominguez. I believe in Spencer Jones. And I even believe in Austin Wells as a hitter, not to the degree of the other two guys. But the point is that they are ready to at least have a real chance to win now, and the tomorrow is very bright as well. So as a Yankee fan, I'm saying it's opening day. Yeah, I wish Garrett Cole was on the bump.
Right.
He's not. Yeah, would have been nice for Stroman to say, all right, I'll deviate from my schedule. Give me the baseball. He didn't. We'll go with Nasty. Probably a 6-5 game, 5-4 kind of a game. Let's see what we got. Let's go.
The Astros and Yankees today. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires. From Connecticut to Maine, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Alex is on Staten Island. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
As a Yankee fan, and I'm with you, BT, I think that, you know, for Sal to put all the pressure on us as far as World Series or bust, I think it's a little much.
Hold on a second. I'm not putting the pressure on you. The Yankees said it. I mean, you guys aren't paying attention. You're getting scared all of a sudden. You're trying to lower the expectations. This is not me making it up. The reality is the Yankees built this team to win a World Series.
I know, Sal, but this is, you got to remember one thing. We are not the same Yankees from George Steinbrenner days. So our expectations, we have a lot of question marks on the starting lineup. For us, for a sensible Yankee fan, I think the most important thing is get in the playoffs, which I expect us to get into, and then we'll take it from there. Because, like I said, we have question marks on the starting lineup. We're not the same Yankees that we were from the past. So things, you know, with organization-wise, decisions that have been made, we're just not the same Yankees that had that aura from the Steinbrenner days. So my expectation is playoffs for sure. Let's take it from there.
Yeah, interesting.
Thank you, guys.
And thank you for the call, Alex.
And by the way, I agree, and I want to say this as well. So, like, you know, I talk about the you know, if it would have happened, Yankees lose in the American League Championship Series, you know, and based on what Sal's saying and what the Yankees have said in terms of what how it's unacceptable, what went down a year ago. Although, did they ever really truly use the words all in? Did they really use that?
Yes, they did.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am.
100%.
Yes.
I know they used unacceptable, embarrassing. I want to really see if they said all in.
I didn't make it up. No, I'm not saying you made it up.
I just want to make sure we're not stretching things. Because we're hanging on those two words, all in. And I understand it's a great talking point that it really is. It's paralyzing in the sense that we all react to it, and it lights up the room with intensity. But I just want to make sure that they actually said those two words. But in the series with the Astros, and I was there, all right? I was there against the Guardians for a game. Yankees stunk. They got lucky to win that series, and I knew they were going nowhere that year. I knew it, right? And then the Astros series, I'm sitting in the stadium, took Colt. He was 67 years old at that point. Taking my son to his first Yankee playoff game. I felt like I was at a funeral. It was lifeless. It was dead. And if you were in that stadium game three, you know what I'm saying. It was an embarrassment. There were some empty seats. There was no juice because we knew that the Yankees were not it. We knew. They were old. They were slow. They were limited. And the Astros were running circles around us. And this is what I mean. If you lose a competitive American League Championship Series because you play well and the other team plays slightly better, I could walk out of the stadium or shut off my TV that night and say, damn, I wanted to win. I wanted to keep going here, but I could at least rationalize the ending. When I left the stadium that night and eventually the fourth game where they got swept and it was over, I said, this is unacceptable. This does not feel like the Yankees. That cannot happen. And, you know, that's where I delineate between, you know, a World Series or bust, you know, or losing, you know, a highly competitive, well-played, buttoned-up series. I can process that because I know that baseball is the hardest sport to play.
Right. Okay, but...
And it's the highest rate of failure.
Yeah, that's great. So then every time you knock Steve Cohen or the Mets, and I'm just like, well, baseball, they haven't won a World Series since 1986. Guess what? Baseball is the hardest sport to play.
I mean, like,
what do we...
Talk about a stretch, dude. I mean, come on. It's you should stumble upon some success in 40 years. Well,
they did. They got to a World Series in 2015. It's the hardest sport to play, but somehow the crappy Mets got there in 2015, and the Yankees still haven't been back to once in 2009. So that's not going to fly with me. That's not an excuse.
I don't care if it flies. I don't need it to fly with you.
Oh, baseball is hard.
I don't care.
Oh,
you asked me. Well, you said, what is my level of acceptance for the season?
Well, it's not just you. The call.
Well, you want to fan the Flames. You want to get the Yankees. Go, all in. World Series are buzzed. How? Boo. Judge. Soto's going to leave. We know the talking points. Let me talk to my brethren. This guy over here, he's just pissed off because the tarp is on the field today, and his boys ain't playing.
Actually excited about it because I get to solely watch the New York Yankees. One game
you get to
today
watch
that
the show,
care about.
The smoke
the
show.
The Yankees and the Astros.
The laser show.
But what I'm hearing from you now and the first Yankee fan
go
that
ahead,
we had
translate
on the phone,
go ahead.
Is that, hey, we just want to get to the playoffs and see what happens. That's great.
If you want to use that tone, make it seem like docile, that's fine.
All right.
I expect to get to the playoffs, and I expect to do well when we get there. If we don't and when we don't, I'll react to what I see.
Understood.
That's all I can do.
Understood. You know what the Mets' expectation is?
What?
Get to the playoffs and see what happens.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, the Yankees, who were quote-unquote all in, and I'm going to read you the quotes verbatim from
Brian
Cashman.
I see you did find them. I know you looked them up.
I'm going to get them. I'm trying to do three things at once here, but I'll get it. But the point is, the Yankees all in, and they built a significantly better team.
They definitely have the star power.
The Mets, obviously, I don't want to say even went cheap, but, you know, they dialed it back a lot this year. They you know, went and got lesser guys, taking some chance on guys. Their expectation, hope, is to get in the playoffs and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing for the Yankees? No, the Yankees are expected to compete with the best of the best.
Okay, but great. Now let's see who actually gets there between the Yankees and the Mets.
Ray is in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's doing, guys?
What's up, Ray?
BT, you said you're from Marine Park?
Yeah.
I'm your neighbor, Garrison Beach.
What's up, Ray?
How you doing? Listen,
Gary used to play a lot of ball. I used to play a lot of ball at Garrison Beach, yeah. Early ball when I was young.
Our paths might have crossed. A lot of softball in there.
There you go.
But thank you for your level head. Sal, you're killing me, man. Isn't every team's expectation to get to the World Series?
No, absolutely not. I can list you off about 20 teams that, they wish, their hope, the expectation, absolutely not. Matter of fact, the Mets' expectation is not to get to the World Series this year. They said it. The expectation is playoffs.
You're making excuses for the Mets already, and you want the Yankees to go 162 and zero. That's what you're looking for.
No, that's not, Ray. Ray, that's not. Ray, let me spell it out for you. Plain and simple. Just listen to what I'm saying.
Hang on, Ray.
Bye, Ray.
Come on, Ray.
I'm trying to talk.
Go ahead, Sal. Go for it.
Ray, I never said, and this is me saying it, hopefully Ray has his ears cleaned out, are your neighbors with him, maybe send him some Q-tips. This is what I'm saying here.
Neighbors.
The Yankees don't have to go 162-0. The Yankees have the highest of expectations. Don't shoot the messenger. Brian Cashman said it himself. They're taking a run at the championship. The Mets aren't. That's an embarrassment for the Mets because I believe in this town, every year, you should be making a run at the championship, especially with the payroll and the resources that each team has. The Yankees are holding up their end of the bargain by going for it. The Mets are not. They're taking a step back next year, and then they better be all in. They'll be front and center because it's going to be World Series or bust. The Yankees right now are on the line of fire, and I think it's incredibly frustrating to hear Yankee fans say anything other than that. You should embrace the expectations.
I do.
I wish my team had that.
Well, listen, you can be a prisoner of the past or sometimes, you know, the past is an amazing thing, but you lean on the past too often, you're going to trip on the future. Honestly, if you just keep harkening back to the days, oh, when the Yankees did this, oh, when the Yankees did that, yeah, been there, done that, obliterated baseball for 15 straight years, just stepped up and smacked people and said, would you like another one? Would you like another smack? Would you like to lose 7-1 or would you like to lose 13-2? What's on the menu tonight? Because we're coming in and we're going to kick your ass. And they did it for a long time and it was fun. What I'm saying is, I'm excited for, I think, a scrappiness sound
right
with Verdugo. Forget about Judge and Soto. They're just
guys,
amazing.
There's appeal
Verdugo
here.
Verdugo
yeah.
and Volpe 2.0 and Glaber to contract year. And I know you're going to laugh, but even a little bit of Grisham here and there. Like, it's just a lot of guys have something to prove. It's
Grisham, he might be a more integral part having to play center field,
especially before
Dominguez.
I want to see when Dominguez comes back. I want to see what Spencer Jones does down at AAA. It's opening day. I can't wait for 4 o'clock. I can't wait for the season. I'm not getting wrapped up in 96, 98, 99, 2000, 2003, losing to the Marlins.
It's not about that.
The Diamondbacks, 2009 winning. I'm worried about today. And right now, Sal, I feel pretty good about my team.
BT and Sal on the Fan Warrior calls on the other side. It is opening day, Yankee Base.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ball on the Fan!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.